My name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw through?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Oh, boy. Talk about a headline that makes me think, do I want to read that story or not? Here's the headline. Elizabeth Smart opens up about her sex life after her traumatic ordeal.
Oh.
Why did anyone ask her? Do I want to read what she said? I actually don't. I'm not going to read about that.
I think that's a really salacious, clickbaity way to say victim of sex abuse tries to have a normal life with her loved one.
Whatever she has to say, I'm not going to read it. Not her fault.
I mean, if you study trauma and recovery and that sort of thing, maybe it's interesting. But that's salacious.
Yeah. All right. And we mentioned that hack of the pipeline, which I think we need to have a policy of you hack our infrastructure, we're coming after you. The SEAL Team 6 is after you, like you're freaking Osama bin Laden. You don't get to jerk us around like this and just get away with it, and we send you money and say, dang it, you beat us on this one. 70% of the gas stations in Metro Charlotte area are dry. You know, that's just that report. If that's true in Charlotte, it's got to be. I'd heard this morning that a fifth of Atlanta's gas stations were dry yesterday, but that was yesterday. By this morning,
it's double.
Maybe it's 70% there too, for all I know.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is crazy. And so crazy, the hacker group put out a statement saying, hey, we didn't mean to do any of that. We didn't want to, we're just thieves. We just wanted money. We didn't want to shut down anything.
Because they're afraid SEAL Team 6 is going to put one in their eye. And I think we should. We can talk more.
I don't hate the idea.
They got to be up to at least SEAL Team like 9 now, right?
I would hope. We'll talk more about the hacking and how often that has happened coming up. But Sean came across this documentary. It's on HBO. That sounds pretty good. How many parts is it? That's a lot of parts.
They dropped the first two. I don't know how many more they're looking to do. Normally with the documentary stuff, it's rarely more than six. But each one of these things were pushing up close to 2 hours. So I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. I like thorough. I don't know if I need 14 hours on anything, really anything.
I wouldn't watch a 14-hour documentary about me.
No, I wouldn't either.
Please, tighten this thing up.
Anyway, it's about, what's the name of it?
Crime of the Century. Okay. And it's about the opioid crisis and kind of the, was it a crisis? Or was this a deliberate act by a greedy pharmaceutical company / companies?
Well, let's hear a little bit of it and we'll discuss.
So when we talk about drugs like hydrocodone and oxycodone, you're talking about drugs that are semi-synthetic, just like heroin, and that produce effects that are indistinguishable from heroin. These are essentially heroin pills, which doesn't mean that doctors should never prescribe them. These are good medicines for easing pain at the end of life or a couple of days after major surgery or a serious accident. But unfortunately, Purdue Pharma and other opioid makers started to promote their opioids for common chronic pain conditions where opioids are much more likely to harm patients than help them.
So that's really interesting.
And they mentioned the, specifically Purdue Pharma. Their big thing is the Contin kind of brand of things. And here's an explanation of what that actually is.
Their first really big hit is a pain drug called MS Contin. MS Contin is morphine, but they developed a system that they called Contin, which is short for continuous. That's essentially a seal around a pill. so that if you take that pill, the active chemical in it will enter your bloodstream slowly, continuously, over a long period of time. MS-Contin was an innovative drug. It was used chiefly in cancer pain type situations. And at a certain point, the company knew that the patent on MS-Contin, the company's exclusive right to produce it, was going to be expiring soon. At the point where you lose that exclusive right, you have generic versions of that drug, and you're just going to see your profits nosedive. So they start thinking, well, what are we going to find to replace this? They start talking about oxycodone. Oxycodone is a very powerful opioid, much more powerful than morphine. It's also quite addictive. But they had this notion, you know, what if we took the content system that we created from morphine and used it with oxycodone? So rather than it being a huge dose that will just overwhelm your system, it slowly goes into your bloodstream over the course of 12 hours.
Boy, it sounds like they either on purpose or by accident developed like the most addictive drug that you could possibly come up with. Like that was the goal.
Well, and lied deliberately and over long term about how addictive it was, which is why Purdue was fined, what, $12 billion or something like that? I don't have it in front of me.
Several million, hundreds of millions maybe, but a parking ticket based off of how much they actually made on this stuff.
And yeah, there's that.
So much of this seemed to be the pharmaceutical industry, kind of the tail wagging the dog in our healthcare systems, where there was this emphasis that seems to be pushed by the people selling these things, that pain, all of a sudden in the medical industry, needs to be one of the vital signs of every checkup.
Right. Yeah, we've talked about that in the past, and that's so interesting that, you know, if you're over a certain age, you know that nobody used to bring that up, and then all of a sudden it became on a scale of 1 to 10. How much pain are you in? Always.
If you wouldn't tell your doctor, this hurts like hell.
And also the idea that if you're in pain, it has to be eliminated, as opposed to the idea of, well, you know, your ankle's going to hurt for a week.
Yeah.
And you'll be fine. It's just going to hurt for a week. You don't need to eliminate all pain completely. The downside to eliminating all your pain completely is very risky.
So that was Big Pharma's idea then. The whole pain scale, that's one of your vital signs.
Yeah, they would host. Actually, here's another, about a minute of a doctor talking about when this push happened.
It meant that I, a psychiatrist, had to go to an all-day-long course on pain. I didn't have to go to an all-day-long course on, cardiology or radiology.
The fact is that pain should be treated as aggressively as the underlying condition that causes the pain.
I was taught that pain should be treated like the fifth vital sign. When you take blood pressure, when you take respiratory rate, when you take heart rate, temperature, you should show them this scale from 1 to 10. 1 is like a tiny little bit of pain, and 10 is the worst pain you can imagine.
Incorporating pain management into nursing education at all levels will produce staff members who are skilled in pain management.
We were constantly being told that there was a growing epidemic of pain, that more and more people were in pain, that it was the responsibility of the doctors to alleviate pain.
There is always something that can be done to reduce pain.
You needed to, quote unquote, get over your opioid phobia.
We doctors were wrong in thinking that opioids can't be used long term.
No dose is too high and your patient can't get addicted.
Less than 1% of patients taking opioids actually become addicted.
And if you don't use them, you are a bad doctor. You want people to suffer.
And these things, these all-day lessons, were put on by Purdue Pharma. And their little training videos were made by them.
It is interesting that so they had this complete shift in the way we look at pain to, like it said right there, you treat it like it's one of the... So if you've got high blood pressure, well, you have to treat high blood pressure. If you have pain, you have to treat pain, as opposed to, no, the pain's going to go away.
Right, and it's part of life. Within certain reason. Yeah.
We treated your back. You got the operation. It's going to get better. It's going to hurt for a while, and it'll get better. But no, pain is something that needs to be treated. Again, there's an epidemic of pain, and you're a bad doctor if you allow people to be in pain. Oh, that's obviously a bad idea.
Well, the interesting part to me is that somehow the powers that be in healthcare ordered that psychiatrist to go. I mean, Purdue Pharma couldn't order her to go. So it became a craze. They bought it. It reminds me of some of the really sick crap that's being taught in schools right now. It's a craze. It's being pushed down from above, and there's no resisting it. So the teachers just go along with it.
You know what they don't, well, because nobody knows. Nobody understands addiction, why some people get addicted, how real it is or whatever. That is still so wishy-washy as a science. But you've got people like I'm an alcoholic, and it's suggested if you're an alcoholic, you don't do these. So I've had these many of these things offered for a bunch of different things. I always turn them down. But there are people, maybe me, that it wouldn't take much and you're hooked, much at all. And those people should not be taking painkillers unless you're like writhing in pain, can't function.
Right.
My ankle hurts a lot. I'll take some ibuprofen and I'll wait a week until it goes away is a much better idea than for me to dabble with something that I might be able to get hooked on like that.
Yeah.
And this documentary does a beautiful job of not just kind of explaining the roadmap to how we got here, but it tackles the pop-up pill farm stuff, how a lot of this was done on the internet before that was shut down, which led to the pill things. The revolving door of person works for the DEA was once,
all right,
was once
that.
Going after Purdue Pharma. Then he starts another firm, is now working for Purdue Pharma to change the laws so the DEA can't shut down the pill farms as much. Like, it is a wild, intricate, complicated web.
And so much money involved. Gazillions of dollars. You know, I don't know if I've ever known anybody who's a morphine addict or anything, but I've read from people too, and it's like super easy to get hooked on and hard to get off of. And the fact that they're giving that stuff out to people that just had kind of run of the mill pain is really frightening.
Well, and the unholy stew of forces at work of utterly amoral, greedy companies, their minions in the government and the regulatory agencies. Innocent people who said, oh, I'm supposed to treat pain and this is not addictive? Okay. And then you've got, like, your street criminals running the pop-up pill. Just the unholy mix of evil and ignorant that went into this. It's disturbing that in 21st century America, this could take hold like it did.
Yeah.
Where was the media? I don't know. Where was I?
The documentary is on HBO. Check it out if you're interested in that sort of thing. We need to look more into the whole hacking of the pipeline and how often these ransom things happen. If you know anything about that, if you work for, there's all kinds of, there's city governments and schools and hospitals and all kinds of businesses that have been hacked by these ransom people, and you pay them off and hope that they go away. If you know anything about it, our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Or if email is more your style, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. Everything will be anonymous. Don't worry about that.
So you say you have more on just how prevalent this is, much more prevalent than I realized, I guess.
It is a pandemic, and it is upon us, according to Axios, and they are solid reporters.
That's next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, Joe Getty here. I love to grill in the summertime. My dad always loved to grill in the summertime. It means more than just eating. It's an American family tradition, and it's so great to have Omaha Steaks products in your freezer. The quality is fantastic, and anytime you get the urge to grill, there it is. Visit omahasteaks.com right now. Enter the keyword Armstrong in the search bar to order the mouthwatering Let's Go Grill package today. Not only do you get great savings, you'll get the tasty bonus of 12 ultra-juicy Omaha Steak Burgers free. That's almost 4 pounds of free burgers plus $20 off on your first order. The Let's Go Grill package includes 4 butcher cut filet mignons, 4 boneless pork chops, 1 pound of chicken breast, 4 kielbasa sausages, and a whole lot more. So if you love to grill, like I love to grill, eating with the family, a sacred tradition, go to omahasteaks.com, use the code Armstrong in the search bar, and get those free burgers. So delicious. That's omahasteaks.com. Use the keyword Armstrong in the search bar, omahasteaks.com. Keyword Armstrong.
Few moments bring you joy like opening your inbox after you've done your taxes, clicking the subject line, and reading that one email you've been waiting for so... What? Someone already filed my return? During tax season, your personal info, like your name or social security number, is all right there on your tax forms, possibly getting emailed and shared more than usual. And that could leave you exposed to identity thieves. Good thing LifeLock monitors your personal info, alerts you to possible suspicious activity, and if you become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps you keep what's yours. Join today and save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS for 25% off at LifeLock.com.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Had several conversations with the CEO of Colonial, and who has indicated that by close of business tomorrow, Colonial will be in a position to make the full restart decision. But even after that decision is made, it will take a few days to ramp up operations.
Wow. That's the Secretary of the Department of Energy, Jennifer Granholm, who went on to say,
we know that we have gasoline, we just have to get it to the right places. And that's why these next couple of days, I think, will be challenging. And we want to encourage people, it's not that we have a gasoline shortage, it's that we have this supply crunch, and that things will be back to normal soon, and that we're asking people not to hoard, and know that we are all over this.
70% of gas stations in Charlotte are dry. Today, that's probably something in that area for a lot of cities in the South. how can you say there's not a shortage? It's a supply problem. And I think I know what she's trying to say, but if I can't get gas, if there's a limited amount, if there's less gas than there is people who want it, that is a shortage, no matter what you call it.
Yes, 2020 toilet paper is calling and letting the secretary know now we have panic buying all across the eastern part of the United States. Everybody is filling their tank just in case. Miles long lines, fist fights, the rest of it.
But what's the point of telling me, you know, we've got plenty of supply, you just don't have it at your gas station? Well, then it doesn't do me any good.
Yeah, I know it. Elon Musk needs to load up some of those car transports full of Teslas and just bring them to the East Coast. Tesla's for sale. Tesla's, sign here. No. Drive away with a new fully charged Tesla.
I have seen some tweets from Californians talking about, wow, even in a panic like this, their gas prices are just starting to approach what our gas is all the time.
Yeah, true that. We are on the cusp of a global pandemic, said Christopher Krebs, a name you may recognize. He was the first director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. He was testifying before Congress last week. We are on the cusp of a global pandemic, a pandemic of ransomware. Axios, I love the way their website works. It's like bullet points and starts basic and really direct and then builds out from there with more detail. It's just
You're
super
basic.
Readable.
Isn't basic an insult of some sort? You're basic.
It can be, yeah.
Is it?
You're basic. If you have simple taste, yeah, you're just basic.
She's so basic.
That's funny. I'd never heard that one. It's like my kids started using the term random, and I was like, not chosen intentionally? They just mean strange. But anyway. Why it matters. Crippling a major U.S. oil pipeline this weekend initially looked like an act of war, but now it's looking like an increasingly normal crime. Bought off the shelf from a ransomware as service provider known as DarkSide. The big picture, no company is safe from ransomware, and often the lines between criminals and state actors can be fuzzy. Preventing even bigger future attacks will require a so far elusive degree of coordination between the public and private sectors in dozens, if not hundreds, of countries. The CEO of IBM said cybersecurity will be the issue of this decade in terms of how much worse it's going to get.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And there's the defenses just aren't that great. The bad guys are ahead of the good guys, mostly because a lot of the good guys are unsophisticated in terms of cyber defense.
Well, how's your small to medium-sized hospital in the country or school system or whatever going to have the resources to be ready for the very best hackers in the world?
Right. And then how do you deal with it once it happens? And Axios makes the point that if anything, Colonial Pipeline was lucky that it's so important to the functioning of the American economy, the U.S. government jumped in to help and even got sort of an apology from DarkSide. Our quote, our goal is to make money and not creating problems for society. From today, we introduce moderation and check each company that our partners want to encrypt to avoid social consequences. How about that?
We're just a business.
Yeah, hey, we just screw up your data and encrypt it till you pay us ransom. We're not trying to screw with anybody's country. We're thieves.
Hackers with a heart of gold, that's what I call them.
You feel free. So we're on the cusp of a pandemic of this. Great!
Coming up, a congressman says what we should really be focused on, and I thought that was an interesting insight from a Democrat. Also, surprise ruling. Remember the Atlanta spa shootings and whether or not that was Asian bias and all that sort of stuff? That giant story? Surprise in that one.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, guys. There is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Mama Bear deserves more than just one day of celebration, so we're offering moms month-long specials at Black Bear Diner. Start with a momlet, a fluffy three-egg omelet made with delicious smoked bacon, mushroom, tomato, avocado, and cheddar cheese. Or grab a chickadee chicken sandwich, crispy golden chicken tenders on a brioche bun, topped with American cheese, bacon mayo, and house-made bacon ranch dressing. Top it off with a mocha cream pie. Offered all month, anytime, any day at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in Jefferson. state of mind.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The U.S. Mint yesterday announced it will release a new series of quarters honoring 20 women, including poet Maya Angelou and astronaut Dr. Sally Ride. What an honor for those women to be bounced into a solo cup at a college party.
Yes. I'm going to drink all the coffee today. So if anybody was planning on getting any, I would suggest you get some now because I'm going to drink all of it.
You're going to cause panic buying, just like gas in the eastern part of the country.
Filling up plastic bags of coffee right now.
Even though the coffee that is provided here, I brought my own coffee from home, which was delicious. I use a little Starbucks pod in my Keurig machine, and then I use heavy cream, and it's just delicious. But I went through that, so now I'm drinking the coffee that is strained through someone's underwear for some reason.
It's a sickener.
Wow, that was unnecessarily graphic.
And it is not at all tasty. Carol Baskin.
Fruit of the Loom coffee.
That's right, I said Carol Baskin.
Good Lord.
Is calling out Ted Cruz and John Cornyn over the loose tiger in Houston.
Is this a best of segment, or are we really talking about Carol Baskin?
From Tiger King, yes, exactly, we are.
It feels live.
Yeah, so the tiger's still on the loose. They haven't found the tiger. They found the guy who had the tiger, and he got arrested for possible murder, which is an interesting story. But anyway.
In a separate case.
In a separate case.
Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snacking. What's happening? Carol Baskin.
Your day will come, Carol yes. Baskin. We'll find some bones from your ex-husband at some point.
Never forget.
This is an interesting headline. I'm going to have to look into it. Rift breaks open between Pelosi and the far-left squad over Israel. I know a lot of the squad are super pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel, and Nancy Pelosi has always been staunchly pro-Israel, like most of your old guard in Congress, and so that could become a thing.
Yeah, the press likes to make hay with the big division between Republicans, you know, Trump, Liz Cheney, the rest of it. Yeah, that's real. But, man, they're at each other's throats on the Democrat side as well.
Yeah, since we're on the topic, Tim Sandifer, our friend, retweeted somebody saying, in a world where victimhood is the source of status, authority, and moral worth, Israelis are an object of hatred for refusing to be victims. That's pretty good.
Huh, that's interesting.
I had two things. This is kind of breaking news and really weird. So you remember that scumbag who had all kinds of sex problems and had been going to massage parlors and getting, sex from sex workers and lost his mind and killed eight of them? You remember that story? And then it turned into the national media went with another example of Asian hatred, white supremacy, et cetera, et cetera. Despite the fact that he was telling the cops, no, I got a sex problem, and that's what the whole thing is. That's what it is. It's got nothing to do with race.
It's just coincidence that they happen to be Asian, several of the victims, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to talk about, if you want to bring race into it, talk about how Asians are the victims of sex trafficking, but no, I killed them because they're sex workers. And then the national media ran with it as being part of white supremacy for a while, and we and a lot of other people were pushing back. No, you don't get to squeeze this into your narrative no matter what. Well, this has taken a turn in that the district attorney of Fulton County is seeking the death penalty because the victims were of Asian descent, saying this is a hate crime. So the DA of Fulton County, offering no evidence of why she has decided this is a hate crime, has decided that it is a hate crime, even though everything the police has given us, the guy says, no, it was because I was sex. Now, he killed people in two counties. So all the people he killed in Fulton County were Asian, and the DA is saying it's a hate crime. In the other county, which is Cherokee County, that DA is not planning to seek hate crime penalties because two of the victims were white. So you're telling me he hated Asians in this one county, but in this other county, he'd gotten over it, and the two Asians he killed along with the two whites was just a coincidence.
Right, sure.
So she's continuing to try to squeeze the whole white supremacy narrative into the story, offering no proof, at least so far. Maybe she will in court, but she didn't offer any to the New York Times or the press yesterday.
Right. Well, it's a politician doing something political, clearly. That sort of politics is big in Fulton County.
That's some evil politics, man. When you claim there's a race war going on, that's some pretty evil politics.
Yeah, I would say. Absolutely.
Different topic. I came across this on an old episode of Bret Baier that I had missed somehow. So Harold Ford Jr. is a former congressman from Tennessee, black guy Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on the roundtable a lot. And he was being asked about the whole topic of the infrastructure package and the jobs, trillions of dollars, and bipartisan or not, and are people not taking jobs because they're getting paid too much, and all that different sort of stuff. By the way, just came out that the the U.S. job openings hit a record high yesterday, or in March. 8.12 million positions available, the most ever in a job openings report. The most jobs available in the history of America while we're giving out trillions of dollars to people to stay home. That is interesting. Anyway.
We are messing with the very DNA of this country right now.
We certainly
are. So many superlatives, and superlative sounds like it's a good thing. So many, the biggest ever, the most ever, the fastest ever. Oh, boy.
I only use the best superlatives. But this is a former Democratic congressman talking about all this different stuff, and he said this, and I thought it was really interesting.
Did he say it with words?
Well, I'm sorry, I missed it. Is it
the Harold Ford Jr. clip? Did we figure out what number that?
You know, I served in Congress 10 years, and these big moments remind me of times when both parties do the easy thing. They both retreat to the sound and fury and the talking points of the moment. We should be organizing everything we do economically, everything we do from a national security standpoint, around the words from our Secretary of State, the words of our former CIA Director and Secretary of Defense, Bob Gates, who you had on just the other night. This is about a challenge with China. This is a small moment in a huge feature film here. If we don't figure out ways to invest in the things that we need to invest in for the next 5 to 10 to 15 to 20 years of a battle, of a new Cold War, then we're kidding ourselves.
And he goes on to say that Joe Biden needs to find a way to come up with a bipartisan bill, even if it's much smaller than he laid out, because we all need to get together on what is the threat to the United States continuing to be what the United States is. And, you know, that is the ultimate challenge that is laid before us right now. I don't like our chances, by the way. But as he said there, everything should be focused. Everything should go through the filter of we are in a battle with China to exist on this planet with our system. And we need to look at everything that way. And hearing that from a Democrat who is willing to say, much smaller package if that's what it takes. We need to do bipartisan, we need to do whatever, but we've got to have one focus altogether on this. Like we did against the Soviet Union, more or less. We're not even close to there yet. Not even close to there yet.
Yeah, I don't want to spend the entire show gloom and doom in it, but there's plenty of gloom and doom in that context, because we're doing everything we can to weaken ourselves internally at the moment when we must be the most cautious and the most concerned with unity and strength, because there are almost no patriots in Washington, D.C. I'm not going to say there are none, because there are some, but there are vanishingly few, and it's really discouraging.
So
I'm not sure exactly what to do about it. Quit hating on your fellow Americans, for one thing. Quit calling them racists. Unless they're advocating for Marxism, don't call them Marxists. God dang it, we're committing suicide.
So that story is going to be around for a long time, and we'll talk about it a lot. So do we know for certain how they got into the Colonial Pipeline? Or is that still unknown? I heard over the weekend that was a possibility of, you know, somebody clicked on an email they shouldn't have, because that's all it takes.
I haven't heard that.
So that's a common way to get in. That's how hackers got into Hillary Clinton's email, remember? Somebody beneath her clicked on a link. Made the mistake of clicking on a link from a random email. And that's quite possibly happened what happened with this Colonial Pipeline thing. Well, here's one. So a lot of companies are now training you. They will send you an email with a link in it on purpose to, like, test you. And then you click on it and it says, uh-oh, you shouldn't have clicked on this. You know, remember the training we gave you. Do not click on links in an email, blah, 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 even though it's from your own company. But, you know, the hackers can make it look like it's from your own company. That's why you're not supposed to click on these links. Here's a really good example of that. Employees at a company were excited to see an email in their inboxes indicating gratitude from management. This is from CNBC. The message from the higher-ups at West Midlands Trains indicated to 2,500 staff members that they'd soon be receiving a bonus. We realized that a huge strain was placed upon a large number of our workforce as a result of COVID, the email read. This has not been easy for any of us, and we would like to offer you a one-off payment to say thank you. The email then instructed staff to click on the link to lead them how to get the bonus. And then when you click on it, it says, you did it! Damn it! You're not supposed to click on links! Didn't we tell you? It's just part of the whole training not to click on things.
What a brilliant idea.
The first indicator was management doesn't do nice things for you. So that should have been the tell right there.
Wow. Oh, my God. And so nobody's getting bonuses?
Instead of info about their bonuses, workers found a message informing them they'd been part of a phishing simulation test meant to entice staff to click on a link and provide personal information. The message then warned staff against clicking on suspicious-looking links and remain vigilant. And that was the end.
What about the bonus part? That was just to lure you in, you stupid, poor employee.
The point of this conversation is not the whether or not you get a bonus. The point is you're not doing what we told you.
Wow. Brilliant management there. Really smart.
I would have quit on the spot.
That is hilarious. How much damage did you do to the probably already low morale you had around there with that?
Unbelievable.
We really appreciate how difficult it's been during COVID. We're offering you a bonus. Click here to get your bonus. You bastard for clicking on that link. So now you not only aren't getting a bonus, you're getting yelled at for doing something you weren't supposed
to
do.
Wow, I can't wait to show up for work tomorrow. I love working here. Unbelievable.
Maybe they'll electrify the doorknob so I can get shocked when I try to come into the office.
That is a hilarious story. Boy. Bunch of other things that we can get into. Liz Cheney has been officially booted out of the Republican leadership. Maybe that matters to you, that story or not, but it is a done deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal in terms of the short-term future of the Republican Party, I think. But, you know, 2 years from now, it'll probably be forgotten.
Our text line is 415-295-KFTC. Much on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, parents. Have you ever wondered how to talk to your kids about the crazy things happening in the world? As great as schools can be, they often don't teach important things like hard work, how to start a business, the golden rule, or how the economy works. But kids need to learn about big ideas like these, which means it's up to you. So, how do you go about it? By telling your kids stories. And that's the power behind the beautifully illustrated Tuttle Twins books. The Tuttle Twins is a series of children's books that have sold over 2 million copies already. These books teach important ideas that teachers and textbooks don't really discuss. And they make it super easy for you to help your kids learn the values that our country was founded upon. If you want to help your kids understand how the world works so they can be a positive part of it, go to TuttleTwinsRadio.com to get your set of books. You'll get a 35% off discount and free activity workbooks, too. That's TuttleTwinsRadio.com.
This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, 9/11.
It also marks the start of the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Born from the tragedy, Tunnel to Towers supports the courageous men and women in this country who are willing to die for you and me. The foundation brings hope to heroes and their families when they need it most. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. 20 years ago, we vowed to never forget. But that commitment requires action. Take action now. Do good in honor of America's heroes who deserve that and so much more. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. Help America to never forget. Thank you.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Never been to Ireland before, and I went to the hospital and they couldn't provide any answers. At this stage, I don't think it's going to get better.
When Angie Yen woke up April 28th, it felt like another morning, but when the 27-year-old Dennis got in the shower and started singing, something she always did in the shower, she was shocked by the sound she heard. Instead of her normal Australian accent, she was stunned to hear a foreign accent that sounded very Irish. When I started singing, I was singing in a different sound, also talking words in a funny accent.
Igora.
Panicked, she phoned one of her friends who was in equal disbelief. Yeah. You call a friend. Hey, I got a funny story for you. I haven't spoken to you. Why are you talking like that? I don't know.
Put my friend on the phone. Who are you?
He was the one that told me and sent me links later about foreign accent syndrome, FAS.
Yeah, I've heard about
this. And he watched some videos on YouTube years ago. There's lots of videos on YouTube. Doesn't mean anything. But fearing she was having or about to have a stroke. That's interesting. I hadn't heard one of the signs of the stroke as you start talking with an Irish accent. But she was afraid she was having a stroke. She went to the hospital. What are your symptoms? Well, I speak with Irish accents, don't you know?
It's the strangest thing.
She was showing no other signs of illness, so she was just starting to go home. We can't keep you here at the hospital because you have an Irish lilt. We
so just go home to Dublin or somewhere. But I'm an Aussie.
They said you're healing from your surgery. Maybe your vocal folds are damaged.
Well, that's an insult to the Irish people right there.
She gotten her tonsils removed. Took a half an hour. Anyway, she woke up with a different accent. It's FAS, Joe. Foreign accent syndrome.
I've been reading about this since I was a kid. So people get a blow to the head or surgery or whatever.
It's not possible.
Well, here's my question.
It's not possible.
It assumes somehow that you have within you the pronunciation of all the letters that make an accent. That somehow you have that programming in you.
That you know what foreign accents sound like and just have all that stored in there at the ready. And that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I don't get that.
It's not possible.
What soap was she using? Irish Spring, I'm guessing?
Just curious if it evens out.
Irish shower.
Was there somewhere an Irish person had a cavity filled, woke up with an Aussie accent?
Maybe it does. Maybe it's part of God's plan that it just evens out the way. And she's an Asian, a young, attractive Asian girl who
with an Irish accent.
Who lives
suddenly
in Australia?
I'm turned on.
Yeah, she lives in Australia, but that's I don't believe it's possible. It doesn't make any sense.
Oh boy. Oh, boy.
Well, your premise assumes accents are intentional and not some sort of byproduct of something, right? And what if the surgeries replicate that something that is making
growing
your vowels?
Up in Ireland?
I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
But that's okay.
But if the weather pressure in Ireland makes everybody talk like... I can't even do it, but...
Everybody up-talks.
Nobody listen to that again.
Everybody up-talks now. The Irish kind of invented up-talking.
That is the crackpottiest theory I think I've ever heard on any topic, Sean.
It's not
well done.
Crackpottier than the idea that you can get a dental procedure and all of a sudden you have an Irish accent. And it's something called FAS. No, it's not.
When I encounter something that doesn't make sense, I try to envision the scenario in which that would make sense.
If she made it up.
If you put my tonsils back in, will I go back to speaking normal?
Because all my friends are making fun of me.
And I'll fight you if you try to stop me.
Now pour me a whiskey, would you? Any other cliches? Any other insults to the Irish people? No, we're done.
Are you a Catholic or a Protestant? Tell me now.
Oh, Lord. Oh, he takes it dark. Oh, speaking of which, I have a couple of great funeral stories, but now I don't have time. Oh, Michael, I have an assignment for you.
Yeah.
Okay? We need theme music for a feature called Wokesheviks on the March. Okay? Wokesheviks on the March. Now, the first part is easy. Probably like a Chinese national anthem or something like that. But then we need something that symbolizes, you know, the woke types. Some up-talking young chick or, I don't know, some chant or something.
All right.
See if you can come up with something by it. We'll do it next hour. Everybody stay with us. We'll see what Michael comes up with. If you don't get the next hour, get it via podcast later in the day at armstrongandgetty.com. It's Armstrong and Getty on demand. Jesus, look at the clock. No, we don't have time. It's funny, this lady who tried to run people over at her ex-boyfriend's funeral. There's nothing about her methed out, dyed haired, crank skank appearance that would lead me out the two teardrop tattoos or the tattoo right on, it's a neck tat, but I know what you're picturing. She has a neck tat right on her windpipe.
Oh.
I mean, how painful would that be?
I just saw the episode of Breaking Bad where the one guy called his girlfriend a skank one too many times, and it didn't go well for him.
I don't remember that one.
His head got crushed.
Oh. Barbaric!
I'm not a skank! She kept saying, you sure look like a skank. But so this woman here, so she drove through her ex-boyfriend's
Well, she
funeral?
Was told not to attend her ex-boyfriend's funeral, but she showed up in an SUV, and when people confronted her, she tried to run them over.
This is why we told you you couldn't come.
Yeah, exactly. All you did was prove us right.
Yeah, several witnesses flagged down the coppers. And she was brought to the Hooskow, where I'm sure they know her by name.
Yeah, God Yikes. Dang it.
You are a skank. You're a dangerous meth skank.
We'll check back in on how the gas situation is looking in a lot of the United States, where you've got big cities with no gas.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.